Dream record was over. turn off a light when all that left me just ain't right. Well, it's over.
Yeah.
Memphis. I was inspired to write this song after watching a beautiful documentary a couple years ago, the latest documentary on the West Memphis 3, these three kids who were unjustly accused of this horrible crime in West Memphis, Arkansas, which is a small redneck town. And these kids, you know, dressed differently and listened to different kinds of music, and so they were targeted and thrown in prison for a long time. And so this is called West Memphis.
Never.
Bridges.
Best intentions are never truly met.
Highway, which is a highway that runs through part of the southern United States, and a few of the towns I grew up in back in the 50s and early 60s, like Vicksburg, Mississippi, where my brother was born, and Jackson, Mississippi, where my sister was born, and Macon, Georgia, where I started school, and Monroe, Louisiana, where one of the towns my mother lived in. And of course, it's a big Civil War area. A lot of great Delta blues artists from that part of the country who lived there and buried around there. So this is just a song about, people ask me who the ghosts are. I get asked these kind of silly questions sometimes when I'm doing interviews. You'd be surprised. One guy asked me if I believed in ghosts.
Yeah.
You know, I try to explain. It's just about, you know, those places that you can't really let go of, and they can't let go of you. All the memories. I know this road like the back of my hand. Same with the stations on the FM band. Farms and truck stops and fireworks stands. Yeah, I know this road like the back of my hand. Southern secrets still buried deep, brooding and restless. Need the crack concrete. If you were from here, you would defend me to the death along with the ghosts of our tree. Well, I went through hell when I was younger. Deep in the well, you'll see the hunger to find the strength I got within me. To wrestle with the ghosts of our 20. In 60 years, I don't want for nothing. But my tears, they keep on coming. And my fears continue to haunt me. Along with the ghosts of our 20. But I know this road like the back of my hand. Same with the stations on the FM band. Farms and truck stops and fireworks stands. Yeah, I know this road like the back of my hand. Who I am now is who I was then. I knew somehow I'd come back again. No doubt about it, I'm next of kin to all of the ghosts along Highway 20. Run down motels and faded billboards, used cars for sale and rusty junkyards. This two-lane blacktop will never let me let go of the ghosts along Highway 20. And I have seen the signs that say we're closing in on the final days. But I got nothing to recant. My saving grace is with the ghosts of Highway 20. We'll know this road like the back of my hand. Same with the stations on the FM band. Farms and truck stops and fireworks stands. Know this road like the back of my hand. question, every breath, every answer leaves a little death in its way, and a memory that will wander the coast of Highway 20. And I have seen the signs that say we're closing in on the final days, but I got nothing left to repent. My saving grace is with the ghost of Highway 20. Yeah, my saving grace is with the ghost of Highway 20. My saving grace is with the ghost of Highway 20. To relate to the songs I was singing about these southern towns and, you know, all of these places in the South and the imagery and everything that I describe. And I said, people are, you know, my fans are, you know, well-read, intelligent, you know, it's a fairly global universe now. Yes, they understand. That's one of the good feelings. Y'all also asked me if it was a romantic venture, to be touring and all, and I said, it's not the same thing as traveling when you're on vacation. But, there are little, romantic moments. Like when I opened the window of the hotel room that we were staying in Brussels, and there was part of the roof, with some of the architecture sort of going in an arc like this, and you could have just easily fallen over. I said, well, this is interesting. There's no lock on the window. You would never see that in the States. You wouldn't be able to open the window. it's those little things that you look for. But mostly the people I meet. You make good friends. You make close friends. This is from the last album, and my father was a late poet, Miller Williams, published Southern poet. And I always wanted to take one of his poems and make it into a song, which I found to be quite challenging, actually, because there is a difference between poetry and songwriting, which I discovered when I tried to do that. But this is one that I was able to do, a poem that I was able to make a song. It's called Compassion. compassion for everyone you meet, even if they don't want it. What seems conceit is always a song, always a song, always a song. For those you encounter, have compassion, even if they don't want it. What seems bad manners is always a song, always a song, always a song, always a song of things no ears have heard, always a song of things no eyes have seen. You do not know what wars are going on down there, where the spirit meets the bone. Down there, where the spirit meets the bone. Down where the spirit meets the bone. Even if they don't want it. What seems cynicism is always a song, always a song, always a song, always a song of things no ears have heard, always a song of things no eyes have seen. You do not know what wars are going on down there, where the spirit meets the bone. Down there, where the spirit meets the bone. Down where the spirit meets the bone. Down there, where the spirit meets the bone. Songs that seem to find their way into the sets night after night, because they seem to be the two songs that people really gravitate to. One is called Drunken Angel, and the other one is Lake Charles. He had a reason to get back to Lake Charles. He used to talk about it. He just pulled it on. He always said Louisiana was where he felt at home. He was born in Nacogdoches. all temporary nature.
Happy birthday!
Played with Elvis Costello and his first band, Clover. And so I was talking to my dad and about that. He said, well, honey, he said, the temporary nature of any precious thing, that just makes it more precious. And I thought, wow, that's a great line. And I wrote it down. The other thing he said was that the saddest joys are always the richest ones. It took me a while to come up with this song, but after I lost my dad, I was thinking about him for the most part when I was writing this. So here we go.
Any prayer.
Springsteen song. Called Factory. One of my favorite songs of his that I discovered late. I hadn't been aware of this song. It's one of his more obscure ones. And we worked this song up a few years ago because we were playing at the Fillmore in San Francisco, and it was during the Occupy Wall Street movement, and we decided to work up some songs as a tribute to that, work up some songs about the workers and the working class. This is one of the songs that we worked up for that. We ended up recording it. And another silly statement in an interview. I don't know why I've been mentioning those, but somehow I feel that y'all would get it. But anyway, God said, well, I was surprised there was a song by Bruce Springsteen on the album because he's not from the South, and that's not a song about the South. And this is a whole album about Southern songs. This is when you go, I'm not going to hang up the phone. This is going to be. And I said, well, I didn't really intend for every single song to be about the South. I just, I wrote the songs at different times. Maybe a lot of them, yes, have to do with the South, but it's not a concept album. I don't do those. So, anyway. And of course, when somebody mentioned, then you think, well, is that what other people think? The only one who thinks that? I just talk when I'm feeling more comfortable.
Through the mansions of pain, I see my daddy walking through the factory gates and
in their eyes. You better believe, boy, somebody's gonna get hurt tonight. It's the working, just the working life. It's the working, just the working life. It's the working, just the working life. Dust. If you seems blind. No, you don't have to try to keep the tears back. No, you don't have to try to keep the tears. I'm Sutton. Yeah! And on drums, Butch Norton. Yeah! And you probably know these guys have their own CD that they did. It's all this real grief stuff like this, except for one track that I sang on. And Butch, do you still have some left?
We have a couple left for sale, yeah.
Yeah!
After the show. And David Butch and Stewart will be out there signing some copies, yeah.
Yeah, they'll be there. They'll be at the merch table.
That'll be free. Thanks, Lou.
Thank you.
seeing block. Change your mind. Oh, but I have been so blind. and suffer me.
Anoint my head with your spirit. Suffer me.
Simon.
Yeah.
be one of the best birthdays. Glad you were able to be here again. Yeah. you anymore. You took my joy. You took my joy. I'm gonna go to Slugger.